Your Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
We have with us today the author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Virgin Diet. She's a world-renowned expert in overcoming weight loss resistance and getting people lean for life. She's worked with A-list celebrities including Gene Simmons, Ben Stiller, Gene Triplehorn, Superman Returns, star Brandon Routh, just to name a few. Welcome back, JJ Virgin. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
JJ, now in the last segment we talked about food intolerances and we didn't get into some of the signs that a person may not be tolerating a certain food group. How do we know?
Ooh, this is so good because unfortunately, these are things that people have been taught to think are normal for them, which makes me crazy, right? So gas and bloating, joint pain, headaches, fatigue, skin problems, anything from acne, rosacea, psoriasis, eczema, cravings, appetite, inability to lose weight or even gaining weight. And, you know, so many of these things are like, oh, you're just getting older, right? You know, that's just normal for you. And it's so amazing because I've seen these things turn around in a matter of days just by pulling out these seven foods.
That is so awesome. Now, share why eggs are on the list. I'm curious, but chicken is not.
So eggs, this was a real challenge for me. What was going on, how this book came to be, as I was working in doctor's offices running this IgG immune food sensitivity test.
Right.
And 70% of the time, eggs and dairy showed up. And I was like, eggs, because eggs to me are like nature's perfect food. The challenge is we have really messed up nature's perfect food. If you're eating eggs from pastured chickens, that's entirely different. It's like comparing farm-raised salmon to wild salmon. The challenge is for most of us is we've been vaccinated with vaccines that have egg protein in them, so that's probably triggering some of this response. We're eating eggs all the time as a go-to protein, especially egg whites, which are worse because that's what's triggering the reaction. And we're eating eggs, you know, because especially it's one thing if you're home, but a lot of times out you're getting cheap eggs, right? These factory farmed, factory raised eggs, and you are what you eat ate. So what I do with people is I have them pull the eggs, let their immune system cool off, and then at the end of 3 weeks, they're going to challenge those back to see how they do. And quite often, it took me 6 months to heal my gut and be able to incorporate eggs back in it, but now I can eat them. I make sure I eat the pastured eggs. Just like I don't eat farm salmon, I'm not going to eat those, you know, factoried eggs because they're a totally different food than the pastured eggs.
Right. And you make a great point is people when they're out of town or when they're at a restaurant, they eat eggs and they don't know where they're from. So you really don't have that kind of control that people don't think about that. We put restaurants on this pedestal. They're getting the best stuff for us. And that's kind of opposite sometimes.
Well, they do have margins. They have costs, you know. So it really depends. There are restaurants out there that are amazing and do have wild fish and grass-finished, grass-fed and grass-finished beef and pastured chicken and pork and eggs. But, you know, if they don't say it, most likely they're not, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, that makes sense. Let me ask you now, two of your big no-nos, I know you got gluten and dairy. What about people that say to you, look, I just use a couple drops of creamer in my coffee and I have that occasional piece of cake. Is that okay or is this really all or nothing?
You know, it's interesting. During the 3 weeks, it's all or nothing. And with food intolerance, moderation is a myth because it's that little bit that you're doing on a regular basis that creates the problem. For me, I was having this Americano with a little foamy milk every day. And it was, I mean, I'm talking, it was maybe like 2 tablespoons, and that was what was doing it for me because it's that little bit that triggers that crazy immune response. So, again, you pull it out for 3 weeks and you see. If you're fine with these things, then you can incorporate them in. I will tell you that 90% of the people I pull off gluten notice when they put it back in that they don't feel as good, whether they're fatigued or their joints hurt, they're bloated, whatever it is. And what this allows you to do is connect those dots so you know if someone says, hey, you want a piece of cake? You know how you're going to feel when you eat it, and it's different than, oh, I think I'll be a little bad. You go, well, is it worth my joints hurting tomorrow? Nah, probably not.
Right. But I would imagine people that get on this 3 week feel unbelievable that that convinces them. And I think they're just like, nope, I don't want that pain anymore. I think that would be a motivator. Or, you know, maybe they're subjected and then they give in and then they hurt again. But the results must be phenomenal, especially that first 3-4 weeks.
Well, what I see that happens once someone's convinced, and again, the easy convincing is, hey, take the quiz, the food intolerance quiz, see how you feel, and then just pull these foods out for 3 weeks. It's just 3 weeks, and I give you simple swaps. Where I run into trouble with people is at the end of 3 weeks, I want them to test gluten, dairy, eggs, soy, because I want them to connect those dots and know how they feel so they don't end up like out somewhere, which is what happened to me. I was in Las Vegas and a little bit of mayonnaise got on something and I was in pain. I mean, literally thought I was going to have to go to the hospital, because a lot of times that reaction will become so much more severe because your antibodies have come down, your immune system has kind of relaxed and stopped this chronic protection it had to do. And so I want people to know that response in a safe place rather than like out on a trip somewhere. But people don't want to leave. They are so happy where they are now, and they have these swaps, and generally, you know, they like the swaps better. I dare someone, try quinoa pasta. It's yummier than regular pasta, and same with this, you know, coconut milk or almond milk. Once you try those things, you don't want to go back.
Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting. I guess people need to understand that, you know, we hear allergies. Oh, you're allergic to penicillin. Oh, you've got an allergy for pollen. People don't realize what they eat every day they could be allergic to. And that's such a neat point that you're bringing out. And then, of course, there's the inflammation process in there. And I think, you know, we are what we eat. And I think that our joints and heart, lung, liver, spleen, kidney, we reflect that as well.
Yes, we are what we eat, and we are what we eat ate.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Where's your stance on eating fish? I know they're not on the list. Do you worry about the mercury scare, or is that something that's overhyped?
So I work closely with an amazing guy, Randy Hartnell from Vital Choice. He's the CEO of Vital Choice. And honestly, I'm more concerned about people being too low in omega-3s than I am concerned about the heavy metals. Obviously, you want to know where your fish is coming from. That's why I use their products. They use small fish. You don't want to be eating these big, old, bottom-feeding fish, right? But, you know, wild salmon's my go-to staple. I also do scallops and halibut, but I basically kind of live with wild, small fish and do it that way. And then I also take fish oil. I have a son who was a victim of a hit-and-run accident, left for dead in the street, that is only here because he was on fish oil pre-accident, and then we put him on high-dose fish oil and brought his brain back. He had multiple brain bleeds.
I saw that. That was absolutely amazing. People see that as just their mouth drops. And I think you had some
Well, I want
that.
Everyone
Barry,
to know
Barry
that.
Barry Sears,
because,
right?
Yeah, Barry Sears. We were on CNN with Sanjay Gupta. We're actually taping the doctors today. We did Dr. Mercola interview, and I just want people to know that information because I think it's not out there enough, and it's so important.
Oh, it was powerful. Yeah, powerful. And you talk a lot about inflammation and its relation to obesity. Share with the listeners how inflammation can be in the body. I don't know if people understand what's inflaming.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because people go, well, I lost, like this, in this diet, you're going to lose, the average person loses 7 pounds the first week. Now, some people lose 2, and some people have lost 12, but that's because you're getting deflamed, you know, anti-inflamed.
Right.
So, you know, we tend to look at inflammation, we'll look at, oh, my joint's swollen, but you can have this chronic low-grade inflammation, and you don't even realize that you have it. It's just that fatigue, that, you know, little bit of, oh, my knees are a little achy. That's long-term chronic inflammation.
Great information.
Thank you. I mean, the bigger thing is what that does then to your hormones, you know, and messes them all up, too, because it changes your receptor sites. So
we got to have you back and talk about hormones, because that's a great topic. That's a separate topic as well. Fantastic.
And thank you so much, JJ. To get more information on JJ Virgin or to get your copy of The Virgin Diet, go to jjvirgin.com. Be sure to check out The Virgin Diet approved diet bars, shakes, and affordable, delicious organic meals, which can be shipped right to your door. None of these products contain any of the 7 foods you need to avoid if you want to lose weight, get fit, and be healthy. You could stay in touch with JJ on Twitter at JJVirgin, and you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman for all the latest health news you can use. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.